Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Hey there, on a Thursday, it is a shortened edition, almost a power hour. Power hour in 10 minutes. Didn't really roll off the tongue, but we'll go with it. Spencer on Sports, following the Cubs here on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports and Chicago Cubs baseball. 319-366-1600. Glad to be with you till 6 tonight. Got a little over an hour and plenty to get to. We'll quick little baseball chat here to wrap up the 4 o'clock hour. And we'll get into drive time here coming up, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. That's coming up between 5 and 6 tonight. We got the NBA Finals. Game 6 could be the end of the road for the Finals. Tonight, Oklahoma City up 3-2. We'll preview that coming up after 5 tonight. Also, talk a little hoops. It's actually going to be a pretty hoops-heavy 5 o'clock hour here on 1600 ESPN because we in the media got our first look at the Iowa men's basketball team. They opened practice for a little bit to the media today, earlier today in Iowa City, and got to hear from some of the players. We'll hear from one of the new faces. There's only one returning face to the team, so I guess everybody's a new face, but we'll hear from one of them, transfer Brendan Hawson, coming in from Kansas State. I also had a stop at Villanova in his career. We'll hear a little bit from him coming up after 5, and I'll look at kind of his background and what he has to say as practice is underway for the summer down in Iowa City. First of several media availabilities, it looks like, for the men's basketball team. So we'll get into that coming up just past top of the hour. NBA playoff preview, and we'll take a look at the sports menu. Got WNBA action tonight. Plenty more baseball to get to. It was a busy day on the baseball diamond. Couple long losing streaks came to an end. We'll tell you about those and more before 6 as well. 319-366-1600. If you want to join in on the conversation today, that is the talk line, also the text line. Thoughts on the loss for the Cubs today? Welcome on the text line here for the next few minutes as we round out the 4 o'clock hour. Post-game show just wrapping up. Cubs falling to the Brewers today, 8-7. Rain-shortened series, no game last night. So you only get one game or two games total out of what was supposed to be a three-game series. In case you missed it yesterday, the game that was supposed to be played last night but was postponed because of rain is going to be made up in August as part of a doubleheader, day-night doubleheader on August 18th, I believe, if I have the date correctly. But it's a Monday afternoon, Monday evening at Wrigley Field. So ways away from that game being made up in the standings. And when you look at the standings, the series had really no impact on the National League Central at the top. The Cubs maintaining that 5.5 game lead over Milwaukee, as Zach Zaidman pointed out on the Cubs radio postgame show just a little bit ago. Cubs leading the Brewers by 5.5 games in the standings after the rain shortened two-game series down in Chicago. Cubs having another highlight day from Pete Crow Armstrong in today's loss.
I listened to your call of the home run of Pete two nights ago in the eighth inning, and the Pete Crow Armstrong movie in the eighth inning, that was really good. That was a great call.
It was so magical, yeah. Ron. It just kind of came to mind. It was almost like it was part of a fantasy, like a movie script that somebody had written. Here's a swing and a drive, deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone! Pete Crow Armstrong has homered again, and the Cubs take a 2-1 lead.
Can we say sequel?
That's how it sounded on the Cubs radio network. Isn't it weird how sometimes, in baseball? Baseball's a funny sport like that. You could be talking about something like Ron Coomer talking to Pat Hughes on that clip there. I heard your call. It was like something out of a movie script when he hit the home run in game one of the series the other night. And sometimes the baseball gods are funny like that. All of a sudden, PCA hits a home run, number 20 on the season for Pete Crow Armstrong, that came in the first. Gave the Cubs a 2-1 lead. That would be their last lead of the game. Brewers jumped out to the lead early in the first off of Jameson Taillon. Crow Armstrong with the 2-run homer in the bottom half of the frame to make it 2-1. Then Milwaukee tied it up. Big second inning, couple home runs in that inning. Reese Hoskins with a solo shot to tie it. And then the go-ahead home run, the Last time the Brewers would trail would be in that first inning. They would never trail again after Caleb Durbin left the yard in the second with a two-run bomb. Cubs made a game of it in the latter innings, tried to get that tying run across in the eighth, but just unable to do so. Abner Uribe, one of the Brewers' normally dependable relievers, gave up a couple runs, and then Milwaukee slamming the door shut, a save with Trevor McGill for Milwaukee on the day. Jameson Taillon does take the loss. He gave up 5 runs, 8 hits on the day, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. 2 of those home runs given up by Taillon. Freddy Peralta, his counterpart, gets the win. Both pitchers with identical 7-4 marks after the game here today. So Brewers get the win, 8-7 over the Cubs. Cubs won the other night, Tuesday night, getting the win 5-3. So it's an even split out of the 2 games that were played out of the series. And like I mentioned before, no real change to the standings with the top 2 teams in the Central, although the Cardinals are still lurking right behind the Brewers. Cardinals and White Sox playing a doubleheader down on the south side of Chicago. Get you an update on that here momentarily. But it's a 3-team race right now. Reds are trying to stay in that, too. They're 6.5 out, half game back of the Cardinals, a full game back of Milwaukee after today, with still plenty of baseball to be played. So tight race between those 4 teams. Pirates, they are certainly a baseball team in the National League Central here this year. 319-366-1600. With a little bit of Cubs reaction here on a Thursday afternoon as we take you up till 6 o'clock tonight. Plenty more baseball to get to. Again, we'll run down the baseball scoreboard. Take a quick glance at it coming up on the What You Missed at Work segment. And then lots of hoops talk, like I mentioned, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll hear from one of the newest Hawkeyes on the men's basketball side, Brendan Hawson, native of Texas. He's now in Iowa City for his final year of college hoops. We'll hear a little bit from him and get his thoughts on the start to practice down with his new team, 3rd team in his college career. But we'll get those thoughts from him coming up after 5. Plenty of NBA playoff talk. Tyrese Halliburton is going to make a go of it. Sure sounds like Shams Charania earlier today saying Halliburton has all intents to play tonight in a do-or-die Game 6. Got to win tonight to force a Game 7. If you lose, of course, the season is over and the Thunder win the championship. We'll hear some thoughts from both the Thunder and the Pacers before 6 as well. It's Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN. We'll be back with Drive Time after this.
He needs someone to shoot hoops with, but it's not about the game of basketball. It's about the game of life. Less about wins and losses and more about showing up and being there. He needs someone who will coach him, someone who cares, someone like you. There are kids in your community who need guidance from someone who knows the importance of giving back so they can have a brighter future. Be that someone. Be a mentor.
Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
Summer's officially here, and Fleet Farm's ready to go with unbeatable outdoor deals. Stock up on 24 packs of Fleet Farm bottled water. On sale now, just 2 for $5. Get 20 pounds of Bear Mountain Barbecue pellets for $7.99 a bag. And spruce up your yard with bags of Superior Weed and Feed for just $19.99. Whether you're grilling or chilling, get what you need at the best prices guaranteed this summer at Fleet Farm. And check out all our deals at fleetfarm.com.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Sure Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, "Hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain." I said, "Sure Don't." I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from refilings.com.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Can you WTYN Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. This is 1600 ESPN.
Indiana star will be a game time decision with a right calf strain. And the main message Coach Rick Carlisle meantime has been sending to his team, take care of the ball, notes ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst.
It is so important against the Thunder, especially because Halliburton is one of the best players in the league over the last couple of years of assist to turnover. When he has got the ball, you know he's going to make decisions, very good decisions most of the time. When he doesn't have the ball, which may be more than ideal tonight, the Pacers have just got to be better.
Three games of the finals, Indiana allowed 13 points off turnovers, the last two, 29 off turnovers. Game 6, 7:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio, 8:30 Eastern, ABC. From ESPN's Shams Charania, Rockets coach Ime Udoka agreed to a long-term extension, makes him one of the highest-paid coaches in the league. WNBA, Indiana Fever coach Stephanie White's taken a leave of absence to attend to a personal matter. Assistant Austin Kelly is the acting coach in her absence.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at progressive.com.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by CarePro Home Medical. Connect with people and answers you need for all your medical equipment needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Did you work out a little too hard? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today. So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including pain relief gel, hot and cold packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit CarePro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services reporting three new cases of measles. All three are in eastern Iowa, one in an adult and two in people who are 17 or younger. That brings total measles cases in the state to six. Five of the cases have been in eastern Iowa, one in central Iowa. Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend says more people are rejoining the workforce, and the unemployment rate went up 0.1% in May.
Primarily older women re-entering the workforce. You know, we saw a lot of women, older women, leave the workforce during the pandemic to take care of children or parents.
She says there are still thousands of jobs available in the state. National Weather Service meteorologist Brooke Hagenhoff says we are set to see some hot and muggy weather this weekend.
We're looking at the excessive heat really for that. The main time frame for the hottest conditions really Saturday and Sunday with the heat index maybe surpassing 105 in many cases.
And she says we could see some record warm overnight lows. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
Hey parents! Exciting news! Iowa HHS has launched a Healthy Kids Iowa pilot program to help keep your children nourished and full of energy. If you qualify, you can access extra foods throughout the summer. Think fresh fruits, veggies, dairy, grains, and proteins. Join us at various locations across Iowa. And let's make this summer both delicious and nutritious for our kids. Head over to hhs.iowa.gov/healthy-kids-iowa. A message from Iowa HHS.
Iowa, it's Gary Dauphin, the voice of the Hawkeyes. In sports and in life, everyone needs someone to help show the way. That's what Iowa's disability access points are all about. They connect people with disabilities, families, and caregivers to the right support. From planning and information to referrals, you are not alone. A part of Iowa's Aging and Disability Resource Center network, they're here to help. Visit hhs.iowa.gov/ADRC to find your access point today.
A message from Iowa HHS.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show on 1600 ESPN.
Sounds good. What is it?
Hey, it's Todd, and I've got one show left to do this week. You know what that means. It's a finally Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Tune in Friday morning from 6:30 to 9 a.m. right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports as we look back on Game 6 of the NBA Finals.
What is it again?
The Todd Brommelkamp Show on 1600 ESPN. Live and local sports talk for your ride home. It's Drive Time with Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
It is Drive Time for a Thursday. Just like every day, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Spencer on Sports with you. Shortened show today. Cubs post-game, Cubs game in general, run along today. Lots of scoring in that one. Post-game wrapping up within the last 15 to 20 minutes or so. So we have what amounts to a power hour today, but glad to be with you for the next hour or so here on 1600 ESPN. We've got the NBA Finals coming up, Game 6 tonight, 6:30 with the radio coverage, 7:30 tip-off. Thunder and Pacers from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. If you can't make it near a TV, we got it for you here on the radio side tonight. We'll preview that coming up in about 25 minutes or so. Get your thoughts, your picks for Game 6 tonight, and hear from both sides of the coin. Latest status update on Tyrese Haliburton. We'll get you that as well coming up after 5:30. Promised we'll hear from one of the newest Hawkeye men's basketball players. Media had a chance today to watch a little bit of practice and meet with some of the players. And Brendan Husson, newest faces, or one of the newest faces, as I mentioned in the 4 o'clock hour, everybody except for one guy is pretty much new to this team. So I'm going to be saying that a lot when we talk about this this men's basketball team, this men's hoops team for the Hawkeyes in 2025. But we got to hear from him today. He's not practicing right now, does have a minor leg injury, but is able to work out and sounds like he'll be back on the court very, very soon. But I think, and we'll talk about it and hear from him coming up in just a few minutes, I think he is the potential to be one of the biggest impact players on this team. Obviously, you have Bennett Sturts, you have the Drake guys that came over, but a guy with a lot of D1 experience, played at Villanova, played at K-State. We'll hear a little bit from him coming up in just a few moments. NBA Finals preview, also preview the night ahead with the sports menu that's coming up after 5:50 tonight. 319-366-1600. If you want to join in on the conversation here for the final hour or so on a Thursday afternoon. Before we dive into any of that, let's get to this.
The sports world was just as busy as you were today. Here's what you missed while you were at work.
Have you heard the news?
On 1600 ESPN.
All right, here's a look at a few headlines and some scores that you may have missed at work here for today. It's still that time of year, off-season list season, or preseason list season in this case. Phil Steele, the GOAT of college football previews, out with his preseason honors. And a number of Iowa football players making it onto his preseason honors. Five Iowa football players getting preseason All-America laurels, while eight earned preseason All-Big Ten accolades. Some of the players you'll find on Phil Steele's list include Jennings Dunker from the offensive line, defensive tackle Aaron Graves, and return specialist Caden Wiegen. They were tabbed second-team All-Americans. Senior center Logan Jones named a third-team All-American, while sophomore punter Reese Dakin picked as a fourth-team All-American by Phil Steele. Iowa also getting two preseason second-team All-Conference honorees, Bo Stevens from the offensive line, and senior kicker Drew Stevens on the second-team All-Conference for Phil Steele, and senior defensive end Ethan Herkett, a third-team selection as well. Pretty cool honor for two women's basketball players in our state announced today. USA Basketball announcing the 2025 USA Women's AmeriCup team roster. That's after 3 days of trials out in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And making the team this year are both Audie Crooks and Hannah Stolke. Crooks, of course, from Iowa State Women's Basketball. Hannah Stolke, Cedar Rapids native and Iowa Hawkeye. All on the roster for the AmeriCup team, along with who's who of women's basketball players. Reagan Beers, Madison Booker is on there, Hannah Hidalgo, Flauje Johnson, Olivia Miles, and a number of others as well. Crooks and Stolke both will be making their competitive debuts with USA Basketball. Team going to be coached by Kara Lawson from Duke University. Also on the staff, Jenny Baranchik, former Iowa women's basketball player, Drake head coach, and now the head coach at the University of Oklahoma. The team going to be in competition at the 2025 FIBA Women's AmeriCup. Starts June 28th through July 6th in Santiago, Chile. So looking forward to seeing that. And you'll see Audie Crooks and Hannah Stolke as part of that. U.S. has captured four AmeriCup gold medals, including titles in 2019, not 1919, 2019 and 2021. I see the 19, I'm so used to referring to 2019 as 19, but my brain wanted to say 1919. That's a long time ago. I don't believe the tournament existed then. 2019 and 2021. And on to baseball. Let's take a look at the baseball scoreboard for today. Impactful day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. At last check, they were up 2-0. They got rained out tonight, or last night, I should say, as well, in Beloit, and they're playing a doubleheader. It is the final night of the first half. Kind of odd that it ends in the middle of a series, but that's just how things work in the Midwest League. And the Colonels trail Quad Cities by a half game with two on tap in Beloit tonight. And it comes down to the final day for the Colonels. The Colonels get in. They win the first half. If they win both games or get one win and Quad Cities loses a game, Quad Cities is in with a win and a loss by the Colonels, or two losses for Cedar Rapids. And again, at last check, the Colonels were winning in game one. That game started about 1 hour ago. Major League Baseball today, Cubs fall to the Brewers 8-7. Pete Crow Armstrong with home run number 20 for the Cubs in the loss. Also, Dansby Swanson and Ian Happ leaving the yard for the Cubs as they end up splitting what turned out to be a two-game series with the Brewers. Other scores today, the Twins pouring it on Cincinnati. Byron Buxton, big day. Two-home run day for Byron Buxton. Cody Clemens and Ryan Jeffers both leaving the yard as well in a 12-5 win over the Reds. Detroit, they're playing a doubleheader with Pittsburgh today. We just missed out. I noticed this last night. We could have had, if the Tigers and Pirates didn't maneuver their rotations just a little bit, we could have had Tarik Skubal versus Paul Skeens today. Instead, we didn't get that. Skeens will start game two for the Pirates, but the Tigers did get game one behind Tarik Skubal. A big day for Riley Green. He drove in four in a 9-2 win. Game two is just getting underway within the last few minutes here. Let me see if I can get an update. Yep, scoreless in the top half of the first there from Comerica Park. Cardinals rallied to beat the White Sox in game one of their doubleheader down on the south side of Chicago. Wilson Contreras had the tying two-run homer in the eighth. 5-4 win for the Redbirds in game one. Scoreless currently in game two from Wright Field on the south side of Chicago. And one other final, at least from the regional side of things, you had the Royals beating the Texas Rangers today 4-1. Jack Caglione, first and second career home runs against the Rangers today for Kansas City as they beat Texas in that game down in Arlington. There you go, a few stories and scores that you may have missed at work from us here at 1600 ESPN.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
It's Spencer on Sports here for you and with you on a Thursday afternoon. We've had a fantastic day so far. Taking you up till 6 again, the NBA Finals coming up after 6:30 tonight, courtesy of ESPN Radio. Producer Andrew, you have been here quite literally all day, have you not?
Yeah, I was here for Todd Show in the morning.
Did you leave at all today?
No, I haven't left
the building. You haven't left the building?
Nope.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave, the Eagles once
said. Yeah.
you get to leave, though, today, right? You're not getting roped into anything down the hall with Zuna 2.9? Today?
No.
Okay. Otherwise, I'd have some words, because you deserve to leave. You've been here since, like, what, 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
And you'll be here to a 12-hour day. When you're in radio, 12-hour days aren't uncommon. You know this by now.
Yes.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for sticking around. You could have ditched me. I'm not doing 1 hour with Spencer.
But this is true. But
you could have just walked out. I wouldn't even noticed. Like, because you were on the other side of the building half the day, and I'm just in the sports office, just kind of like sitting there listening to the Cubs game. You know, and here you are.
I mean, I'd like money though.
We all like money. You are correct, sir. We all like money. That is true. Well, thank you for being here, Producer Andrew. A tip of the cap to you. Studio audience is also thankful for your presence today. Thank you for gutting out the 12-hour day. Well, Isaac does that on Fridays. Isaac does that on Fridays. He's here for Todd's show. He comes back for the gym class and my show on Fridays usually. So it's not uncommon on this radio station, you're not Isaac. You're Andrew.
No, so I'm not Isaac.
There you go. So you get the round of applause. Now Isaac's going to be mad that the studio audience was not giving him the applause for working in the 12-hour day. 319-366-1600. I just wanted to tip the cap because I realized, man, you've literally been here all day. That's impressive stuff. Back to sports. Let's talk some hoops before we get to the NBA Finals in about 15 minutes or so. Good to see hoops from the college variety back in my social feeds today. If you follow any beat writers for your favorite team, I know Iowa State had their first practice today too. But if you're a Hawkeye fan, you probably saw lots of videos, photos, articles, sound bites, what have you, across the social channels today, because it was the first chance for us in the media to get a look at the new look Iowa men's basketball team as Ben McCollum and staff get to work essentially in Iowa. They've been at work for quite a while, obviously, but the team is together. They're practicing, and really interesting stuff. Todd Brommelkamp from the Todd Brommelkamp Show was down there on behalf of us here at 1600 ESPN today. So you'll hear definitely more of his perspective, what he saw from the little bit of a window we saw or he was able to see at practice today down in Iowa City. But it was good to hear from some of the players. We'll get more opportunities like this throughout the summer, too, to check in with the coaches and players. So happy to be able to bring you some Iowa basketball content in the middle of June here on 1600 ESPN. But it is, it's a whole new roster, right? We've been monitoring this, the portaling that has been going on with the Iowa men's basketball team since Fran McCaffrey was dismissed and Ben McCollum was hired. Of course, you know, the intro press conference that where he made a very public push to try to get guys back who had entered the portal, was not successful. Got one back in Cooper Koch, but some of the key targets like a Price Sanford and others did choose to go elsewhere. But very good. I think a solid crop of players have joined him. Obviously, Bennett Sturts is a headline player, and some of the players that have come over from Drake. Most of the players who've come over from Drake are highly touted players, considering they had a good level of success this past season in Ben McCollum's one season with the Bulldogs. But an intriguing piece and an intriguing addition to this roster, I think, is Brendan Hawson, a transfer in from Kansas State. I mentioned a few moments ago he's played at two different D1 schools, at Villanova and at Kansas State, just played for the Wildcats last year. And I think that first experience playing at the D1 level, certainly at the high level D1 level, is certainly valuable. But when you look at what he specializes in, which is outside shooting, that's something that Iowa certainly can benefit from. And you pair him with a guy like Bennett Sturts, who has caught the attention of people across the country, not just here in the state of Iowa. I think you have a pretty solid combination. Of course, it's all going to come together on the floor, but it certainly, I think, has the potential to be a pretty solid combination here, even though we're still several months out from college basketball really being on the forefront of our minds. We got to get to football season first, but always interesting to look in on the teams as they start practice here in the summer, and especially when you have a team that's almost entirely new, you're going to have a lot of questions and a lot of intrigue into the makeup of the team, the mentality of the team, and just, how this team is going to come together here over the next several months. So that's really important, right? It's tough to microwave a team, right? You've heard that, it's so many times when you're talking about not just college sports, but team building, building a super team, right? We're talking about, my brain goes to the NBA, and you look at how the Thunder and how the Pacers were built. It's kind of the antithesis of what the old NBA, and by the old NBA, I mean the last few seasons of the super team and the big threes and all that stuff. We heard LeBron James talking on the show yesterday about ring culture and bemoaning ring culture and bemoaning the fact that we've put too much emphasis on championships, and that's taking away, in his opinion, some of from the discussion of some of the best to play the game, because maybe they only have one title or they never won a title. And it's so tough, especially now. And of course, the NBA, you have a salary cap. You have the aprons and all the different things that are put in place to try to prevent one team from hoarding all the talent. It's really tough in NBA circles. It's really tough in any sport, really, to build a super team, to microwave success. In college athletics, especially when you have a coaching change, you know, it kind of feels that way, but you have to have the right leadership in place to get the guys that you want, right? And find them and make them a good fit, make them fit in, help them fit into your team and find those fits and really kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together. And that's why this type of time of the year, this time of the year with practices in the summer and going to work in, you know, mid-June, late June, as cliche as it sounds, it's really the truth. You have kind of the building blocks, right, of what you hope to be a successful year. And that's why having guys like Brendan Hawson and, you know, Drake players, even some of the high school recruits that Ben McCollum's been able to sign here, get them into the gym, get them working with the team. In Hawson's case, like I mentioned before, he's got a minor leg injury, so not necessarily practicing now, but expected to be back on the court and participating in full workouts very soon. So this is an important time of the year. It's still ways away from the season starting, still ways away from, you know, the final goal, which, of course, the final goal for everybody is NCAA tournament, making a deep tournament run. You know, everybody wants to win the championship, but only one team can do that. And for Iowa basketball, obviously, you want to take those baby steps, right? You want to have a successful regular season first and then, you know, successful Big Ten tournament and, you know, continue building that team up. It can't just be, expectations can't just be, in my opinion, they're going to win the whole thing, because that's just not how this is probably going to work in year one. But I think there's a lot of upside with a guy like Hawson who can shoot the basketball from the outside. And again, pairing him with a point guard like Bennett Sturts, I think you've got a pretty solid combination there that if all goes according to plan, I think you're going to have something to watch there, right, in the fall. And certainly we'll dive more into this coming up many, many months from now, but it'll be here before we know it. As we know, time does fly. As football season gets here, and next thing you know, you're walking in the store, and well, there's the college basketball preview. Didn't football season just start? What's going on here? That's how it is for me, at least, just walking into stores that have those on the shelf. Oh, get your college basketball magazine today. Didn't we just play week one? Week zero was yesterday. Why are you telling me to buy the basketball magazine? Anyways, 319-366-1600. Here is Brendan Hawson a little bit from earlier today. Again, thank you to Todd Brommelkamp for efforting this audio down in Iowa City today. Hawson talking about why he chose Iowa. He was at Villanova, went to K-State, probably could have gone anywhere he wanted, but ended up in Iowa City. Why is that the case?
It was the obvious reason. Coach Mack, the culture he's built, doesn't matter where he's been. You look at his resume, he wins. He wins at a high level. And, you know, he told me nothing but the truth, and that's exactly what I wanted to hear. So,
what was that truth?
That it wasn't going to be easy, but that we were going to be held accountable. We're going to be pushed every day. He's going to push me to be my best and ultimately try to get me to reach my goals.
Hawson on his third school in his career. He was asked about why three schools and why so much movement in his career, and gave this answer.
I wouldn't say it was the plan I had, but, you know, God has other things, and it's definitely not been easy on my family, and moving, you know, three times in 4 years takes a lot on you mentally. But, you know, this is what I signed up for, and, you know, this is my job.
And a little bit more from Hawson here, talking about what has stood out so far about being in Iowa City and his time with the team, even though it's been not all that long of a time practicing and being with his new team. What stood out so far?
I would definitely say the style of play. Everywhere's got their own ways of doing things. But I'd say the culture stands out. Again, you know, Coach Mack is first class and pushes guys. There's a standard, and, you know, he gets guys to that point.
So last year with Kansas State, started 33 games for K-State, averaged just under 11 points, 10.9 to be exact, and about 2.5 rebounds per game. And like I said, outside shooter, that's what he does best. Took a high volume of those threes, a career high 7 on average per game. Shot just under 39% from deep. So he had a very solid campaign last year, entering his final season as a college basketball player. 1 year of eligibility remaining as he is now in Iowa City. And here is a little bit from him talking about just how he thinks his role is developing early on with this team.
You know, it's early. I want to come in and be a guy, an everyday guy that can help us win, be a leader. I'm a senior now. This is, you know, this is my final year, so I'd be a leader. You know, be a go-to guy that can knock shots down and, you know, help us win ball games.
Looking at some of his numbers from last year, I was reading rereading the story from the Des Moines Register about his commitment, which came just a couple months ago, and he was a perfect 5-for-5 from three during a game against Oklahoma State back on January the 29th of this year, made 6 threes against St. John's and Cleveland State. So he can knock them down with the best of them, and certainly will be called upon to do that for Iowa here as he makes the transition from the Wildcats to the University of Iowa, the Kansas State Wildcats, Big 12 to the Big 10. And like I said, native of Texas, scored more than 2,000 points at Amarillo High School, was a four-star recruit back in 2022. Did commit to Jay Wright when Jay Wright was at Nova. Did not play for him because Wright retired in April of 2022. Got to Nova, did play there, then transferred to K-State, and now ended up at Iowa. So certainly an interesting path. But like I said, I think having on a team where there's so many guys that have only played one season of D1 basketball, granted, they played high-level ball at D2, but having so many guys that played just that one season of D1 ball at Drake, had a great season, won an NCAA tournament game, but have now followed Ben McCollum over to Iowa, there's a step up from the Mo Valley to the Big Ten, that's for sure. And having someone who's played high-level power conference, non-mid-major college hoops, I think is absolutely valuable to the team. So I think that's definitely something that will benefit Iowa. We'll see how the team continues to gel, to mesh, to fit in, and hear more from them throughout the weeks to come here. And I think the next media availability is next week. There's plenty more from today that we could get to. We're short on time here with only really an hour show today. But some of the assistant coaches and a few of the other players, including Cooper Koch, were available. And I'm sure Todd Brommelkamp will have more thoughts on what he heard from Hassan and the other players and some of the assistant coaches today down in Iowa City. How about the video, by the way, before we get to break, the collab that no one was expecting last night? Did you see the Cooper DeGene playing hoops with the basketball team video? That was, I mean, we knew Coop could dunk, right? All those highlights that were shown on, how many times do they show those on Sunday Night Football? I counted no fewer than 6. Did you know Cooper DeGene could dunk? He played high school basketball. Play the clip on the middle of the third quarter on Sunday Night Football or whatever. I wonder if the highlights from the crossover between or with Cooper DeGene playing with the men's team, Ben McCollum, lighting it up, picking the pocket, will those make an NFL pregame show, an NFL game this year? 319-366-1600. I think they have to, right? He's back. He did it again. He's playing hoops again. Wonder how the Eagles feel about that. Is there a clause? Because some of these guys have clauses. Mostly it's for, like, you know, jet skiing or snowboarding, stuff they can't do because they don't want to risk injury. Does Coop have Cooper DeGene, does he have a clause? Like, I'm sure. I guess he doesn't. He's allowed to be filmed playing hoops with the Iowa men's team. If you haven't seen that, that's all over social media. Impressive stuff. Some good dunks from Cooper DeGene. Nice ball play from Coach McCollum and the staff too. Don't want to leave out the coaching staff. They can hoop it up. That's for sure. Cooper acknowledged that too in the comments section. If you saw that on Instagram, 319-366-1600 coming up on 5:30. We'll stick with hoops. NBA Finals Game 6 tonight. Who's winning and why? 319-366-1600. Give me your Game 6 predictions. Share some of your texts, and I'll give you my thoughts on Game 6. Plus, hear from Tyrese Haliburton, Rick Carlisle, and Mark Daigneault, the Thunder head coach, ahead of tonight's potentially decisive Game 6. That and more coming up in just a moment here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Overnight, clouds will be increasing across the area with chances for showers and storms arriving late. Temperatures will fall back near 68 degrees. Thunderstorms are expected during the morning on Friday. We'll start to turn sunny and warm by the afternoon, as we'll see a high temperature around 89 degrees. Clear skies are expected heading into Friday night. We'll drop back into the middle 70s. Sunny and hot conditions are expected on Saturday with highs into the middle 90s. And that was a check for your Weather First forecast. I'm meteorologist Kason Frericks.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Two Xavier athletes were recognized at the Iowa High School Sports Awards in Des Moines over the weekend. Sophomore Gabby Fleming was named Girls Tennis Player of the Year. And 2025 grad Libby Fandel was not only named the Girls Basketball Player of the Year, but also the 2025 Girls Athlete of the Year. Congratulations to both Saints athletes. The Xavier softball team remains undefeated and is ranked number one in the MVC Mississippi Division. The 16-0 Saints bested Western Dubuque in both games of a doubleheader on Tuesday. They'll welcome Cedar Rapids Prairie tonight. And the Xavier baseball team got the 9-2 win over Anamosa on Tuesday. They'll travel to Iowa City for a doubleheader with City High tomorrow beginning at 5.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Time and space are running out at the Solid Waste Agency landfill, so prices will be going up. Starting July 1st, the cost of landfill loads will be $50 per ton. You can save space and your hard-earned money by making full use of your curbside services whenever possible. And the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency reminds you that there are lots of recycling options available at no charge, too. Find out how to recycle right and get more information about this new pricing, plus other helpful info, at solidwasteagency.org.
Two of country music's finest, Justin Moore.
Somebody else will find them.
Joe Nichols.
Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Live in concert.
Ones that didn't make it back home.
This Saturday, McGrath Amphitheater.
Somewhere sunny and set.
On sale now at creventslive.com.
He can't even bait a hook.
Justin Moore. Joe Nichols. Produced by Mammoth.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Whether you're building a single roof or a successful roofing business, roofing contractors like you need the right tools for the job, and software is no exception. Service Titan is on a mission to be the most powerful software platform for the trades, with purpose-built technology proven to maximize revenue, streamline operations, and deliver five-star customer experiences. We are taking roofing companies like yours to the next level and beyond. Service Titan. We are built for this. See what we can do for roofers at servicetitan.com.
Evan Cohen here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sports book for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Well, I think it depends on who you ask. I mean, you're asking me, so I think I have to be as smart as I want to be. I have to understand the risks, ask the right questions. But I'm a competitor. I want to play. I'm going to do everything in my power to play. And that's just what it is. But, I mean, I think the answer to that is dependent on who you ask.
Tyrese Haliburton yesterday at pregame six media day. For the Indiana Pacers, asked the question, are you playing tomorrow? And, well, you heard the response there. The answer is, well, I want to play. And he's determined to play. The question is, will he play for Game 6? And as we've seen throughout this postseason and really the season in general. As Tyrese Halliburton goes, so go the Pacers. But certainly would be a big loss in a big spot for Indiana if he is not able to go. Welcome back in. Spencer at Sports, about 25 minutes to go on a Power Hour-ish edition of the program. Started a little bit late because the Cubs broadcast, but with you till 6. If you've got predictions, thoughts on Game 6 of the NBA Finals, you could share them with me on the text line right now, 319-366-1600. The Thunder up 3-2 in the series. If they win tonight, they are your NBA champs. The Larry O'Brien Trophy is in the house tonight for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they are favored tonight by 6.5 points, according to ESPN Bet, as the game is at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. So a little home crowd, home environment, certainly on the Pacers' side tonight. We'll see if the Thunder can go in and win and clinch the series with the series lead tonight. For what it's worth, series trends, the team that wins Game 5 when the finals is tied 2 games apiece, as the Thunder did the other night, has a 23-8 series record. That means they win the series 74% of the time. Teams leading 3-2 in the NBA Finals are 40-9 in the series all time. And road teams with the opportunity to clinch the finals are 35-45 in those games, for what it's worth. So most of the time, the team that has the lead wins the series. That's all you need to know. And we'll see if the Thunder can do that here tonight. As for Halliburton, circling back to him real quick, Scott Agnes, who covers both the Pacers and the Fever for Fieldhouse Files, tweeting out about an hour ago that Halliburton was on the court getting up shots, worked inside out, layups mid-range, and then went around the arc. He is wearing a compression sleeve sock type padding or whatever you might call it on his calf to help lessen the blow tonight. Obviously, it's a big decision, right? If you play him and he gets hurt, and it's a torn Achilles, as we've seen now in the postseason twice, including once against the Indiana Pacers with Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, of course, the other. It means he's probably going to miss the majority of next season. So you certainly run that risk if you play him tonight and he tries to do too much. If you play him, he doesn't get hurt, and you win, you force a game 7. Hey, that's a great decision. If you play him, he gets hurt, and the Pacers lose, it's the worst decision ever. Why did you play him? I don't think it's a winnable situation at all for Rick Carlisle. But you want your best player out on the court for a game like this. And like I said, as Halliburton goes, so do the Pacers. As he played through that leg injury in Game 5, it was pretty evident in his play, went 0-for-6 from the field, as we know. But when you see him on the court, and when he's on the court for the Pacers, they play much better when it comes down to it. So having your best player, it's not rocket science, right? Having your best player is important at any time of the season, but especially in a Game 6. And we'll see if he does go tonight. Shams Charania earlier today saying that he's determined to be on the court. Halliburton is for Game 6. And according to Shams and his reporting earlier today, he was on the Pat McAfee show, said, look, unless the medical staff comes in to intervene, expect him to play. The question is, how effective can he be, and can he be effective without doing too much and re-aggravating the injury, making it worse, or even worse, getting hurt more severely and knocking himself out for an extended period of time, which would be obviously the rest of this series, whether it's just this Game 6, the final game, or if it does go back to Oklahoma City for a Game 7 over the weekend and then into next year. So certainly something to watch tonight, the status of Tyrese Halliburton. This was another clip from him yesterday talking about and asked about making the right call, what's best for him. Wants to play, but understands, You want to stay healthy, too, and how is he weighing that decision?
I have a lot of trust in our medical staff. I have a lot of trust in our organization to make the right decision. I think there's been many situations through the course of my career where they've trusted me on my body. And, I mean, you're here more than anybody. You know I'm questionable from time to time throughout the course of the season, and they trust me to make the right decision on my body when the power is in my hands. And, you know, I'm going to try my best to do that. But, I mean, you understand. I want to be out there, and, you know, that's the plan.
Sticking with the Pacers, obviously being back at home certainly helps, but you still need to go out and play the game on the court. The fans can only do so much. They can try to motivate you, cheer you on to a victory, maybe create a hectic environment for the opposing team, trying to make it a tough environment for the Thunder to play in. We've seen that happen once already with Game 3, the first game of the series that was played at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Now can they do it again in a situation like this in Game 6 where it's win, you force a Game 7, lose, the season is over? All that is important, and Rick Carlisle was saying he's expecting a raucous crowd tonight, but when it comes down to it, you have to be focused in on the game at hand. You can't be focused on the outside noise, obviously, or even the inside noise in the arena. You can't get too distracted with the environment, the atmosphere, stuff like that. And Rick Carlisle says there is one big thing that he's hoping his team does going into Game 6 tonight.
Our job is to go out there and fight our butts off and find a way. Obviously, we have to do a better job with turnovers and ball security. You know, giving up 32 points off turnovers is going to be a losing number regardless of where you're playing. And the rebounding, it continues to be a challenge, and it's going to continue to be an emphasis.
Last time, they were up for elimination against the Boston Celtics last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, but the last time they were in kind of a similar situation to this was against the Knicks last season. Ended up forcing a Game 7, ended up winning that series for the right to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and Rick Carlisle drew upon that a little bit, talking about trying to focus in on the task at hand for tonight in Game 6.
We've been in this position as a team before. We played the Knicks last year. We were down 3-2 and had to come home for a Game 6. And we had to hold serve on home court to get to a Game 7. We were able to do that. And then, you know, in Game 7, anything can happen. So, you know, I anticipate a great crowd at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for Game 6. Our job is to go out there and fight our butts off and find a way.
Pacers are 7-3 at home this postseason compared to 7-4 on the road. They played a much cleaner game when it comes down to it. Inside their home arena, Gainbridge Fieldhouse, they've averaged nearly four fewer turnovers and also get to the free throw line more at home. So certainly hoping for those trends to continue here tonight. As for Oklahoma City, well, they are one win away from a championship. They are 14-9 in games with the opportunity to clinch the series, including 3-1 here this postseason. As for their record on the road, they're 5-4 as the visitors this postseason, so not the best record, but certainly looking to improve to 6-4 with the win tonight, and that win would give them the NBA championship. Here is Mark Dagenault, their head coach. This is from the conversation you'll hear in full from ESPN Radio coming up in just about an hour. Dagenault talking about eliminating distractions going into Game 6, and just like the Pacers, locking in and trying to win the game tonight.
Indiana's only thinking about Game 6. You know, that's the position they're in. And so if you get caught thinking about four different things, including Game 6, then they're going to have the psychological advantage in the game. And so that's our challenge in the game. It's easier said than done, but that's where we need to exist mentally.
And the MVP, league MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, one win away from completing a very impressive season individually. Of course, the team as a whole, one win away from completing an impressive season for a team, would be the fourth team in NBA history to reach 84 wins when you add in the regular season and playoffs together. A lot riding on this, obviously a championship on the line, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at Media Day yesterday talked about staying in the moment. And again, just like his coach was saying, eliminating the distractions, locking in on what they need to do and what they hope to do is win the basketball game tonight.
Accomplishments. You're a win away from putting the finishing touches on a season that's like in the special category historically. How do you wrap your mind around that?
focusing on game six, focusing on like just being the best version of myself for this basketball team, for whatever it takes, like for however many games there is, for however many possessions is needed, for however many moments. Like ultimately, I'm just trying to stay in the moment. I think that's what's gotten me here. That's what's helped me achieve the MVP award, achieve all the things that I've achieved. And it's such a help this team win basketball games. So trying to stick to that script and just focus on winning basketball games.
That's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander talking with reporters after or during media day yesterday ahead of tonight's game six. As for keys to the game, I think they stayed the same beyond Tyrese Haliburton. Turnovers, right? Indiana can cut down on turnovers. Oklahoma City wants to force turnovers and get points off turnovers. And then I think it's who's going to step up in the reserve, especially if Haliburton can't go, who's going to be that guy. Maybe it's TJ McConnell, maybe it's somebody else for Indiana, but who's gonna make that next step in an important situation like this, an important game like this in game six? We've seen the benches have big games on both sides. Even a bench performance from McConnell in the last game five, went to waste because the Thunder closed it out. We'll see who is able to step up beyond that. And then again, star power, right? Haliburton's limited who on the Pacers, like a Pascal Siakam or a Andrew Nembhard or even a Miles Turner. Do they have a big night for the Thunder? It's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, J-Dub. Can they replicate the success they had in Game 5 and do it on the road and silence the crowd? And the keys, I think, largely have stayed the same for every single game here moving forward. Since the first couple games of the series, as the series has gone on. So game six tonight, like I said, Oklahoma City, a 6.5-point favorite tonight. I'm taking the Thunder. Thunder in six was the pick all along, from the start to the finish here, and no reason to change that. I think they get it done tonight. We'd love to see a game seven, right? Two best words in sports, game seven, but I don't think it's in the cards this year. I think the Thunder close it out tonight. The health of Haliburton is just too much, I think, to overcome tonight. And I'm not sure we'll get the type of performance that they need tonight. The Pacers will. So I'll take the Thunder. If you want to share your picks, 319-366-1600. And I'll get to some more of your texts here in just a moment. As we start to wind down the program, we'll get to the sports menu, look at what's happening tonight aside from the NBA Finals. Got the WNBA, Caitlin Clark in action tonight. And we'll take a look at the rest of the baseball schedule as well. That's next year on 1600 ESPN. Hey, it's Spencer here for Quickstar. And have you seen the forecast for this weekend? It is going to be a hot one. And that means it's time to gear up for Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb, where every sip of an ice cold beverage gets you closer to the summit. Now through August 17th, you can play each day for free in the Quick Rewards app. And you get bonus plays with every eligible item you grab at your neighborhood Quickstar. What's eligible? Well, it's stuff like Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Gatorade, or Propel, or Bubbler, smooth Starbucks coffee, or refreshing Pure Leaf tea, or even the high voltage taste of Rockstar. If you grab one of those with hot food, you get two bonus plays as well. And every week, someone is cashing in. Each week, the cash prize climbs by $5,000, stacking higher and higher until one player reaches the top and scores the ultimate prize, which is $250,000 cash money. So open up that Quick Rewards app and get climbing for a chance to win, because this summer, the view from the top is worth every play. It's Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. See full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes.
It's your favorite time of year, the St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. Friday through Sunday, have a great time at the indoor festival in the community center of St. Ludmilla Parish with the Family Fun Zone, concessions, live music, a silent auction, and of course, the star of the show, those fresh baked kolaches. Enjoy your favorite flavors while you're there and take some home with you. Have a tasty time Friday through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church in Southwest Cedar Rapids, along 21st Avenue between 2nd and J Streets.
Good Guys Auto Parts, Iowa City's only family-owned, family-run auto parts store, invites you to experience something gooder. Gooder prices, gooder brands, gooder warranty. Swing by to shop in person or give us a call for fast, free delivery straight to your door, garage, man cave, or she shed. Good Guys has been voted ugliest parts store 15 years straight. But hey, like your mom said, it's what's on the inside that counts. Good
Guys Auto Parts. Gooder than good. The goodest.
Emil's Hideaway is the place to get together. Stop in for a drink and some chow with your buddies. Emil's opens every day at 4. If you're hanging out at home instead, order pickup and delivery at hideaway.com. Emil's Hideaway, a great place to meet up with friends.
Adam Schefter here for Vivid Seats, your ultimate destination for all your sporting concert needs this summer. Game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets. They make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every home run and thrilling comeback in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Harry Douglas here. La Quinta by Wyndham is deeply grateful for all our military members, veterans, and their families. We understand the dedication, sacrifice, and hard work that comes with serving our country. As a thank you, we offer 12% off our standard rates, upgraded Wyndham Rewards Gold Status membership, and preferred parking. We want to make your stays as comfortable and rewarding as possible, and we're proud to serve those who serve. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Visit LQ.com to learn more about our special military perks and discounts. Restrictions apply.
If only the studio smelled like crunch berries, too.
Wow, something smells good.
You're listening to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600, Spencer on Sports. Winding down for a Thursday, power hour-ish edition of the program. CDG on the text line, by the way, Andrew says you are a champ for pulling off the 12-hour day. So CDG is appreciative of you as well. Thanks for the check-in, CDG. 0835 on the text line. Picking the Pacers tonight, saying, I think this will be the insert name here game by the Pacers with Hallie questionable. It's an indie. Give me the Pacers. 0835 says, it's going to go 7. The Thunder are going to take it in 7. Okay. Yes, I agree. It's the old, do you want to win it at home? You don't care when you win it. You just want to win it. And I wouldn't, if I'm the Thunder, obviously you'd love to be in front of your home crowd, but you don't want to leave it up to the chance of a game 7. So I think they win tonight. I've said Thunder in 6, but a game 7 would not surprise me. I know I'm being wishy-washy and talking out of both sides of my mouth there, but Thunder in 6. There we go. With confidence. With confidence. Thunder in 6. Let's get to the sports menu today.
What are you eating?
Instant mashed potatoes for frozen TV dinners.
And I want to know why it didn't have mayonnaise.
Okay. On the menu today, we have...
Well, we got the NBA Finals tonight. We'll have it again for you ready-wise starting at 6:30 here on 1600 ESPN. If you're not near a TV tonight, driving around, running errands, going out to dinner, whatever you're doing tonight... we've got it for you on the radio side and all of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in and around Cedar Rapids and 106.3 in Iowa City. Of course, streaming. You can stream the NBA Finals on our free 1600 ESPN app. Look for that in your app store. Aside from the NBA Finals tonight, we got the WNBA, Caitlin Clark and the Fever taking on Kate Martin and the Golden State Valkyries tonight. It's at 9 on Amazon Prime Video tonight. Fever favored by 11.5 points in that one tonight out on the West Coast. We talked with Chloe Peterson from the Indy Star on the show yesterday. If you missed my conversation with her from yesterday, eventful night the night before. So a lot of it spent talking about the refs and not actual basketball. But good chat with Chloe yesterday. You can find that in the podcast section at kgymradio.com. Also tonight, prior to Indiana and Golden State, you've got Phoenix and New York from New York, 6 o'clock on Prime. The Liberty favored by 11.5 points there. The Fever, by the way, you might have heard that on SportsCenter at top of the hour. Stephanie White going to miss the game for personal reasons. Austin Kelly, who coached the Fever to a win in Chicago a couple weeks back, will lead the team this evening. So that is your WNBA schedule tonight. College World Series is off. LSU, boy, if you're an Arkansas fan, yeah, I feel bad. Not an SEC fan. I don't have much sympathy usually for the SEC, but how many chances did at least two, right, to win that game last night against LSU, force another game, and Tigers got it done. So LSU and Coastal Carolina, game one is Saturday for the championship series in the College World Series. Baseball, already ran through a lot of the scores from tonight, but just to recap in case you missed them earlier in this hour, Brewers beat the Cubs today 8-7. Milwaukee getting home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, and Isaac Collins today. Pete Kerr Armstrong, PCA, with number 20 on the year, joining the 2020 club, 20 homers, 20 stolen bases for the Cubs. But the Cubs do lose. They end up splitting what turned out to be a two-game set with Milwaukee. Elsewhere today, Twins beat the Reds 12-5. Tigers got a 9-2 win in game one of their doubleheader with the Pirates. Riley Green with a big day there. The Pirates are winning game two. They actually got run support for Paul Skeens. How about that? Pirates are up 4-0 in game two. That game in the bottom half of the third. White Sox lose to the Cardinals in game one of their twin build down on the south side of Chicago. 5-4 in game one. And the Cardinals have leaped out to a 6-1 lead now in the fourth inning. Alec Burleson with a 3-run homer. Nolan Arenado getting into the party, or into the home run party as well. A big third inning for the Cards against the White Sox. So 6-1, St. Louis leading in the bottom half of the fourth. Royals got a win over the Texas Rangers 4-1. Cleveland over San Francisco today 2-1. That game, let me double check that. Did I write that down wrong? Giants won 2-1. I apologize. Sorry, Guardians fans. You knew the correct score. I didn't. I wrote it down as 2-1 Cleveland. 2-1 Giants get the win over the Guardians today. That game wrapped up within the last few minutes. Yankees broke their six-game losing streak. They beat the Angels today 7-3. The Nationals broke their 11-game losing streak. Beat the Rockies 4-3 in 11 innings. James Wood with a walk-off homer there. The Diamondbacks hold off Toronto 9-5. Eugenio Suarez with home run number 22 of the year in that game today. In Toronto, also in progress right now, you've got the Marlins and the Phillies, top half of the second there. Other games on the docket tonight in baseball, the Mets and the Braves, the Orioles and the Rays. We'll see if the Orioles can hold on to a sizable lead, unlike last night. Gave up 12 unanswered to Tampa down at George Steinbrenner Field. Astros are out in Sacramento against the A's. And then the Padres are at the Dodgers tonight out in Los Angeles. There you go. That's your baseball schedule and a look at the sports menu for tonight. Again, we'll have the NBA Finals coming up at 6:30 here on 1600 ESPN. Programming note, this is my last show for the week. I am off tomorrow, so you have the Cubs and then Freddie and Harry from ESPN. And then I'm also off Monday and Tuesday. So the next time you'll hear Spencer on Sports, unless you're listening to a podcast at kgymradio.com, is next Wednesday. So enjoy the afternoons. Enjoy the rest of our local shows. Todd Brommelkamp show between 6:30 and 9, and then the gym class between 3 and 4. Got some time off, so I will be back with you on Wednesday for NBA Draft Day. Looking forward to that. I've got something I think will be fun up my sleeve coming up for NBA Draft Day. We'll, of course, preview the real thing. And get you set for that coming up next Wednesday here. So enjoy the next couple of afternoons. Cubs tomorrow against the Mariners at 12:45 here on 1600 ESPN with a 1:20 first pitch. So no gym class tomorrow. And then my show's off after the Cubs postgame wraps up. But Todd Brommelkamp will have plenty more local discussion tomorrow morning between 6:30 and 9 here on 1600 ESPN. Again, if you missed anything from today's show or past shows, you can check out. Don't miss the podcast. Check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. And we'll talk to you again very soon here on 1600 ESPN. ESPN Radio takes you up to pregame time at 6:30. Have a great night. We'll talk soon here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports.
Do you have trouble getting in and out of the bathtub? Are you afraid you'll slip and fall entering or exiting a tub? SafeStep walk-in tubs can transform your bathtub from an area of concern to